Covering it all from the players who play the games to the stories that surround them, you're listening to JT Sounding Off on ESPN Radio 730 Charlotte and the ESPN Radio app. Are you wearing the NFC South Championship t-shirts this year? If indeed the Panthers do win it. Look, when you're wearing something, you wear it because you're proud of it, right? Or when you go to the mall to buy yourself an outfit, you buy it because you actually like the shirt. Am I wrong here? You don't wear it just to wear it. Those are the clothes that you just wear. You do that when you're like mowing the lawn. I mean, that's probably what you're going to end up doing here is mowing the lawn with this shirt. There is no way you're wearing this out in public and actually being proud of it. No way. It's the NFC South Championship, and it's labeled Carolina Panthers 7-8-1. Yeah, 7-8-1. That's the record. You can't be proud of that. I mean, sure, you're happy you got into the playoffs, and it's all about just getting to the postseason. I get it. But you're not proud of winning the division. You can't be proud of winning the division. How could you? I mean, maybe if you're the Atlanta Falcons, I could understand an argument if Falcon fans out there want to make an argument here that, okay, we're proud of winning the division with a undefeated record. Yeah, if the Falcons win this game, they will be 6-0 in the division. Pretty darn impressive. But at the same point, it's the NFC South division that you just won that features what would be a 6-win Panthers team if the Falcons win, a 6 or 7 team win team in the Saints, and the Buccaneers, 2 or 3 wins. Not impressive. Nothing to be happy about. I'm telling you, it's not worth your trouble. It is not worth your trouble. Don't even think about it. Really, bust out another one. Bring out last year's championship t-shirt. Yeah, wear that one. Don't go out of your way to get this t-shirt to waste your money, pay the shipping and handling, pay the taxes on it. No. Maybe you need to replenish the mow-the-lawn wardrobe. Then, okay, I guess. But I'm telling you, I'm not even sure I want to mow the lawn in this thing. I'm certainly not going to the YMCA wearing the 2014 NFC South Champions t-shirt. No, because when you wear something, typically you're proud of it. You know, you put on a nice suit, you're proud of it. It doesn't matter what brand it is, you're proud of it. You like it. You spend your hard-earned money on it, right? I mean, most importantly, you wear it because you feel good in it. You look good in it. You look in the mirror, you're like, all right, I like this. Feel positive. You feel confident. You like the shirt, so you're going to wear it. You're going to buy it. You're going to spend your hard-earned money on it. Who's jumping at the bit to buy this shirt and then go in the public and say, oh, yeah, who likes my new shirt? 2014 NFC South Division champs. Remember that year? 7-8-1. Under 500 division champs. They were talking about us. Yeah, for all the wrong reasons. Come on, don't waste your time. Who's going to pay $19.99 for a NFC South champion t-shirt? 7-8-1 Carolina Panthers win the NFC South. Get your t-shirts now. Order them today. 1-800-011-4400. Get them while supplies last. While supplies last? Guys, please, settle down. Just bust out last year's championship t-shirt. Please, do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. You want nothing to do with these t-shirts. Right? Nothing to do with them. Falcons fans, maybe. All right, you win the division. 6-0, like I said. Undefeated in the division. Great. Maybe something to be proud of. No, did I say just move on? You know, hope to get to the NFC Championship game, Super Bowl. Just hope for something else. Just wait for the next big moment to happen when you have to have that t-shirt. If the Falcons win the game, they will enter the playoffs with a 1-9 record in games outside one of the worst divisions in NFL history. 1-9 record outside of the division. If the Panthers win, they will have the distinction of going the longest period of time, 62 days, oh, by the way, from October 5th to December 7th, without a victory of any division winner in NFL history. I mean, I know this is not pretty. Not pretty by any means. And I'm not saying it should result in a penalty of not being able to host a playoff game. But what I am saying is, don't print the t-shirts. Don't print the t-shirts. NFC South champions, save your money. Donate them. Give them to somebody else. It's cold outside. Donate them. That's right. Keep warm with the shirts. We don't want them. Who wants the shirt? Seriously. NFC South 2014 champions. Oh, wow. Big deal. Big deal. I mean, that's bad. History on the line here as the Falcons and Panthers get ready to go toe-to-toe in Atlanta. History on the line. Number four seed on the line. Hey, man, I'm all for it. Give him the home game. But are you really wearing the t-shirt? I can't imagine you wearing the t-shirt. I really can't. Who am I kidding? Who am I kidding? This whole town will be covered in NFC South Championship t-shirts. Who am I kidding? You guys already got them on order, don't you? It's on back order. I'm going to try to get one on the show. Let's see if I can go in and order one. They're probably going to be on back order. There's no way. I'm kidding myself. Oh, for sure. I know Carolina Panther fans. You guys love your team, and you're going to wear the t-shirts. You don't care what it's for. Yeah. You're going to wear the t-shirts, aren't you? Oh, yeah, you're going to wear the t-shirts. It's your team, after all, right? You got to believe. You got to support them. Now, I'm not saying don't support them, but jeez. My man Carson texting into the show. He wants two of them. Take two of them, please. Yeah, I just, come on. Is this really the year you want to brag about winning the NFC South? I mean, I guess in a way, if you see how far behind the Panthers actually were, I mean, let's be honest, they weren't even in the discussion. They weren't even in the discussion, not even in the room, as far as contenders for the NFC South. Now all of a sudden they're playing in the title game that decides their division. Yeah, the same division that they didn't have any right to be in the room that when we were talking about it. It was all season, it was Falcons or Saints from like October all the way to the end of November. 2 whole months, Falcons or Saints, Saints or Falcons. Who are you buying, who are you selling? There's so much flip-flopping going on. Oh, I love Drew Brees and Sean Payton. You can't go against them. Who day? Oh, watch out for Matty Ice, man. I'll tell you what, those Atlanta Falcons, you got Julio Jones there. That's a tough offense to slow down. Although those two teams couldn't win a game to save their life. And while the Panthers were struggling as well, but you know they did enough to keep themselves in the conversation. And then, boom, the end of the season, the schedule looks a little bit better for them. They take advantage of that. And you got to give them some credit, all right? You want to talk about, well, it was an easy schedule. Okay, fine. Buccaneers and Browns. I get it. But they beat the Saints on the road. They shut them down. So you have to give this football team some credit. Just don't go wearing the t-shirt, please. NFC South, you don't want that t-shirt. NFC South champions. I can't believe that you're actually going to order these. Maybe if somebody gave them to you. Hey, I had a couple of extra shirts around. I didn't really want them anymore. I got a couple of extra for myself for spring cleaning, but hey, yeah, you can load up a couple of these on you if you wish. Oh, thanks, buddy. Thanks for thinking of me. Thanks for keeping me in mind. All right, quick time out here on the program. Go ahead. I'll give you a few minutes to go order the NFC South Championship shirt, if indeed the Panthers win. Look, some of you out there might not even think about ordering this because then you're just like, well, that's a jinx. Now you're just jinxing it, JT. You're talking about it, you're jinxing us. Shame on me. Go order the shirts.
I'll come back with a bang bang of the week. Plus, oh, we got some good nominees for the MIA milk carton. Don't go anywhere. Covering it all, from the players who play the games to the stories that surround them, you're listening to JT Sounding Off on ESPN Radio 730 Charlotte and the ESPN Radio app. Isn't this just fantastic? You got a chance to beat your division rival. And the end result is not only you beat your division rival, but you actually go to the playoffs because of it. Oh, a fantastic Sunday. Good to sound off here on ESPN 730. Thanks for you guys for tuning in and sounding off yourself. Appreciate the tweets, the Facebook post as well. At JT Sounds Off. Always love to hear from you. Always good to hear from you. Ned Yates sounding off via the Sports Sound Off on Facebook. I totally agree with you, JT. There is no way I would drop any dollars on NFC South Championship stuff. I mean, look, it's great to get in the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. I'm not downgrading that. Yes. It's just this isn't the one division title you want to brag about. Now, look, you want to brag about it, like, if we get to the NFC Championship game, be like, hey, you remember us? The team you gave no credit to? The team that you just turned your cheek and you said, ah, forget about them. They can't possibly do anything in the NFC playoffs. Well, then, fine. Also, do appreciate the text messages as well. JT signing off, ESPN 730, ESPN730.com. All right, the Milk Carton Awards. Before we get to the bang bang, we got to throw some people in the back of the MIA Milk Carton. Missing in action. How about this one? Boston College season kicker nightmare continued yesterday. That's right. The nightmare that was of BC can't find a kicker. Well, continued yesterday as they missed an extra point and it resulted in them losing the game because Penn State got the ball on the next possession and they put up 6 points and then one more to make it seven. Not sure how you miss an extra point there. I mean, look, I went down to the Panther Stadium and worked on some extra point kicking when they had the Panther festivity, the big party there a couple of years ago. Fans get to go on the field and take part in the punt, pass, and kick. I know, it's for the kids, but I was like, what the heck? I'm here anyways. I might as well just go ahead and kick something. It's not easy. I get it. But it's an extra point, and you're a professional, and I'm not. A collegiate professional. But still, I'm not. I don't get how you miss an extra point. For the life of me, I won't get that. I always ask you guys to help me out and decide who should be in the headliner as far as the MIA milk carton. I think this one's a no-brainer. I mean, sure, you could put the kid from Boston College who missed the extra point. I guess you could put him. Oh, by the way, his name is Mike Knoll. That's Knoll, K-N-O-L-L. But I'm putting Louisville's offense on the headliner for the MIA milk carton. Louisville's offense against Kentucky, and I know Kentucky's good. They're actually pretty darn good. They're actually the best team in the country as far as college hoops goes. But Louisville shot less than 26% from the field. 26%! That's the lowest they have shot since Rick Pitino arrived in 2001. Louisville shot 6 for 28 from the field in the first half, only making 21.4% of their shots. The last time the Cardinals had that bad of a first half from the field, yeah, they played Kentucky that game too.
look, they're not going to stop playing Kentucky. That's their biggest rival, obviously.
Something's got to change, though. That's your MIA milk carton. Don't forget, you can always sound off throughout the week. Love to hear from you. Tweet me at JT Sounds Off. If you want to throw something on the back of the milk carton, we will do it for you here on the show. Just send in the message. We got to hear from you out there.
All right, it's time for the bang bang of the week.
You ready, JT?
Bang 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 bang.
Bang.
All right, this bang bang of the week, well, that one goes down to bang bang to the classy Miami Heat organization and fans. Look, I would have done the exact opposite of what you did on Christmas Day. I'm going to be honest with you, but I've got to give you some credit. I was impressed. Heat win, but as far as, forget about the game. How about the reception you guys gave, the ovation you gave to throw some respect to LeBron James, despite the fact that he did the exact opposite when he just bolted for Cleveland? You guys gave him some respect. You had the tribute video there. You stood up. You clapped for the guy. I mean, I was impressed. You didn't go Philadelphia on us and start throwing things at him. So good job, Miami, as far as the organization, the Miami Heat fans, top to bottom. Bang, bang to the classy Miami Heat. Oh, yeah. Well, I would have just booed the guy like crazy. You would have heard me on ESPN. But I give you guys kudos. Very impressive. All right, got to slide on out of here. Thanks for tuning in to the Sports Sound Show. JT signing off here on ESPN 730. Happy New Year! I'll be back next Sunday to sound off. Tweet me at JT Sounds Off. Love to hear from you. Anytime throughout the week. Go Panthers! Don't forget Cam Newton, 13-4 in December and January regular season games. Oh, yeah. Yeses! The Sports Sound Off Show with JT. Your team, your voice, your show. Sound off.